Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Thursday, December 10th, 2009. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber preparing this message on a beautiful Thursday morning with lots of wind and cold, but lots of sun as well. Today's message is titled Simeon's Prophecy. The scripture text, and there are more verses here than we normally use, is from Luke 2:29-35.
Sovereign Lord, as you have promised, you now dismiss your servant in peace. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of all people, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for glory to your people Israel. The child's father and mother marveled at what was said about him. Then Simeon blessed them and said to Mary, his mother, "This child is destined to cause the falling and rising of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be spoken against, so that the thoughts of many hearts will be revealed, and a sword will pierce your own soul too."
Yesterday we studied Simeon's encounter with Mary and Joseph and the infant Christ. When Simeon took the child in his arms, he uttered a remarkable prayer slash prophecy that began with the phrase, "Sovereign Lord, as you have promised, you now dismiss your servant in peace." That's verse 29. After this utterance, we never hear Simeon mentioned again. I would presume he did not live to see Christ's ministry some 30 years later and his great work of atoning sacrifice on the cross for Simeon and for all of us. We're not told how many years Simeon had waited to see God's promise fulfilled, yet we're privileged to read of that awe-inspiring brief moment that he saw, heard, and even held in his own hands the Lord's Christ, the absolute fulfillment of his faith.
Sovereign Lord, as you have promised, you now dismiss your servant in peace. These words that Simeon spoke are fulfillment of the promise from verse 26, where it says, "It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not die before he had seen the Lord's Christ." Well, now he had indeed seen the Lord's promise fulfilled. He was now prepared to be dismissed in peace.
The passage continues, "For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of all people, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for glory to your people Israel," end quote. God's salvation was seen in the person of Christ. Simeon, a devout Jew, recognized that this salvation was for all people. Up to this point, many had thought that the Messiah would bring salvation only to the Jews. But Luke made sure his Greek readers understood that Christ came to save all who would believe on his name. Remember, at the birth of Christ, the angel announced to the shepherds, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people." That's Luke 2, verse 10.
Both Mary and Joseph clearly heard Simeon's confession of faith and his pronouncement of blessing. And I quote, "The child's father and mother marveled at what was said about him," end quote. Other translations describe the parents as being amazed, or they wondered at the words Simeon had spoken. Well, just imagine all the different announcements and pronouncements that had been spoken about Jesus over the past 9 months to two very ordinary people.
Well, the passage continues and shares that Simeon blessed the parents and had brought their child to be purified in the temple according to the law of Moses. I'm so enriched by the blessing, particularly that from older people. We who are of the faith appreciate hearing the common expression, when it's said earnestly, "God bless you." And we're especially enriched when a believer goes out of his way to bless us by his words, his prayer, or carefully selected scriptures pertinent to our need. One special enriching time comes to mind as I prepare today's message. Brooksie and I were both recipients of this blessing. Bill Shabalo, a dear older member of the congregation we served in New England, was one of the kindest men we've ever met, with sterling Christ-like character. At the end of his life, we gathered with his family in his hospital room at New England Medical Center in Boston and sang hymns, read scripture, and prayed. Bill had a debilitating lung disease which made his breathing very labored. He could hardly speak, but mustered the strength to solemnly speak from the depths of his heart. We recall, it was so touching, "May God bless your ministry." And that blessing came with an anointing that continues to strengthen me to this day.
Well, for some reason, Simeon addresses only Mary for a prophetic conclusion in their brief encounter. Notice that after he blessed them, Simeon said to Mary, Jesus' mother, "This child is destined to cause the falling and rising of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be spoken against, so that the thoughts of many hearts will be revealed, and a sword will pierce your own soul too." Well, this is a powerful prophecy that we certainly see fulfilled in the life of Christ and through the current age.
The final word must have been so intriguing and even troubling to Mary. It states, "And a sword will pierce your own soul too," end quote. This is surely a word concerning the future atoning death of Christ and the grief that Mary will experience at that time. As we read the crucifixion story in the Gospels, it appears that Joseph is no longer living. Thus, the specific prophetic word is spoken directly to Mary. I wonder if Simeon's words filled her mind 33 years later on the Via Dolorosa as she helplessly looked on while Christ lugged the heavy cross on his freshly wounded shoulders. Surely, Emmanuel, meaning God with us, brought amazing assurance even as the sword pierced her soul. Emmanuel is with us today as well. May he bring amazing assurance to your heart in your hour of need.
Let's pray together. Father, we thank you for the Simeon blessing upon the Christ child, reminding us that your salvation is for all people, for all generations. A great price was paid for our redemption, and we are filled with indescribable joy because of it. We rejoice this Christmas season because of the wondrous birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and all that it means to us as believers. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, thank you for joining us today. A little longer message, a little more, deeper, as this series has been. Not quite as many stories and illustrations that we kind of know that people like to read. Well, we are on the web at dailyencouragement.net. This is the message that we have prepared for Thursday, December 10th, 2009. We do have a couple photos on the site today. One, a photo of Bill Shibala, whom I mentioned in the message when Esther was little. You may find that interesting, that those of you that have followed our lives, and again, let me just give a challenge, it's not even in a written text today, to consider stepping on faith and truly blessing people, looking for opportunities to give people a word of blessing. We do have songs up today, just one song. Again, that song, "Come Thou Long Expectant Jesus." I've used the same song a couple days. I did post an instrumental version today, but it still fits so well. We'll post more Christmas music up over the next couple of weeks, but we have the final message in this series tomorrow, not Daily Encouragement Net series, by the way. We, by God's grace, will continue to do this till the Lord calls us home. But by series, I mean the series on Simeon, and tomorrow's message will be on Anna, and look forward to sharing that word. Well, thanks for joining us today. Continue to be encouraged in your faith and to stand faithful. Thank you.